Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. This is Plain Talk at AirVenture. We're with PS Engineering, manufacturers of high quality, very cool audio panels and a bunch of other stuff. And I'd like to bring Greg Ledbetter, senior technical support and jack of all trades.
That I am.
Into Plain Talk. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. We are just blessed to be here in beautiful Oshkosh, Wisconsin. The weather is amazing and the crowds are even more amazing.
Very cool. So let's talk about some of your cool audio panels that help pilots communicate as part of Aviate, Navigate, Communicate.
Right. Well, PS Engineering has been in business since 1985. Our number one goal was never to make money. It never was. You can even ask the owner of PS Engineering. It was always to make quality products that are very needed for the aviation market. So with PS Engineering, we were innovators of the manual squelch control, that individual squelch controls for the intercom base. We also invented the IntelliVox, the auto squelch for the audio panel. We were the first ones to add USB charging ports and Bluetooth inside audio panels. So we've always had that innovative spirit, and we continue to have that as we move forward.
Kind of creating, if you will, through all these added features like Bluetooth, cut the wires, USB charging ports, keep your hungry, iPads, iPhones, Samsung devices, you know, charged, operating at peak performance during running flight critical applications like for flight or Wing X, etc. So kind of adding switch blades to our very cool Swiss Army knife.
Sure. Yeah. Well, with the audio panel, we were able to add the USB charging port. We have different models of audio panels that either have a 10 watt or even up to a 15 watt charging port on the audio panel itself.
That's serious
power. But you have to have it because the iPads that are being developed today require more power, and then you have to keep them charged up. So, and with our USB chargers, they actually charge the device. They're not designed to be a maintainer. We want it to charge it. So we're going to invest the energy of putting the charger into the box. We want to make sure it does what it's supposed to.
And I noticed these are USB Type-C ports.
Yes, on the particular model here, this is the PMA-450B. The PMA-450B is plug and play to a lot of legacy audio panels that are in the market right now. But yes, it does have the new style USB-C. As we know, with the USB-A, it only goes in one direction and you always get it wrong the first time. So with the USB-C, it can go in either direction and never have that issue.
Right. And there are the USB-C standard is actually a smart charging standard.
That it is. It is a high power, high current, 15 watt power charger. So it does give you that additional punch.
So are we thinking that as there's a proliferation of smart devices in the cockpit, that PS Engineering's audio panel becomes a little hub for more and more charging ports?
As of this time, we're probably going to stick with one charging port. And I'm not saying that that wouldn't happen, but currently we're just supporting one device.
Okay, very cool. What's on the horizon, Greg?
Well, actually at Oshkosh, we introduced a new audio panel. It's called the PAR-200B. It's in the series of our PAR-200 series that we actually introduced at Oshkosh in 2013. The PAR-200B, we've actually went to a widescreen viewing organic LED screen. It's a very nice screen. It looks great from all angles and also direct sunlight and also night flying. We also improved the rotary encoder to select your frequencies and also your volume controls. We also added our HRTF 3D audio to the device, so now you get dimensional 3D audio for COM1 and COM2. And we didn't break the bank to do it. So the product itself will be shipping the fourth quarter of this year, and the price point is $34.95.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for being part of Plane Talk.
Yeah, thank you for inviting us. And like I say, we're having a good time at Oshkosh, and we thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at plaintalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at plaintalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.